The Gemara Masech to Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, teaches us Hagrogel B'ner. If somebody lights candles, Havelay B'nin Talmid Chachem, will have children who are Talmid Chachamim. Rashi says that it talks about Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos, and of course the question that the Cheshev Sofer asks is: this is so interesting. There are so many mitzvahs that we have to fulfill, yet here Chazal teach us that by doing this mitzvah, we will have children Talmid Chachamim. Actually, the other question is that Chanukah candles is a mitzvah that we find so many people, Baruch Hashem, light Chanukah candles, but not do all those people necessarily have children who are Talmid Chachamim. So what does the Gemara mean with saying Harogel B'ner? And moreover, the wording of Harogel B'ner is somewhat interesting. Shouldn't it have said Hazohir B'ner, somebody who's careful to light Chanukah candles? Why does it use the word Harogel B'ner? So the Cheshev Sofer explains that what the Gemara means to teach us is that it's not the physical, just the physical lighting of the candles, which Chazal expect of us. Chazal want us to inculcate the lesson, Harogel B'ner, somebody who's always learning the lesson of the Neres Chanukah. Somebody who's always learning that what is important in life, as we know that the Yont of Chanukah primarily represents a Ruchnius, a Yont of Ruchnius, a Yont of that represents that we are now able to serve Hashem, do His mitzvahs, learn Torah. Harogel B'ner, if somebody lives with that lesson, if somebody lives with the lesson that what is important in life is Ruchnius, then such an individual will have Banim Talmid Chachamim. Such an individual will have children of Talmid Chachamim. Because that is what's important in order for us to be able to succeed with our children. And that's why it's not the lighting of the candles that's enough. And that's why it's specifically Chanukah candles that bring this bracha. Because Chanukah is the Yontif. Chanukah is the Yontif that teaches us that we have to get our priorities right. We have to get the lesson of Chanukah, to get the lesson of Ruchnius in our life being primary. And actually, I saw from the Sadeger Rebbe Zatzal, who works with this concept in a very significant way. He says the Parsha, Parshas Miketz, teaches us that Yosef suggests to Paroi, Vata Yirei Paro, Paro should see to find Ish Novan V'Chochem V'Shiseu Al Eretz Mitzrayim. You should find a person who's a Novan and a Chochem. And the Pasuk says, Novan before Chochem, and indeed, Paro says to Yosef, Ein Novan V'Chochem K'maychem. But in other places where the Torah speaks about Chochmah and Tvuna, the order is the other way. When the Torah speaks about Bezalel ben Uri, the Pasuk says, V'amalei oisei ruach elokim, b'chochmah u'b'tvuna u'b'das u'b'kol melacha. The Torah speaks about him having Chochmah and then Tvuna. The Pasuk, when it speaks about Klal Yisrael, says, V'shmarta v'asisem, kihi chachmaschem v'inaschem l'enei amim, ashi yishmas kol achukim v'omru rak am chochem v'noven ha'goye gol azeh. And therefore, what we need to understand is why in certain places do we find that chachma is mentioned before tfuna, and in other places we find that tfuna is mentioned before chachma. So of course, first we have to define what is chachma and what is tfuna. Chachma represents what I learned from others. And tfuna is that after I have that knowledge, I use that knowledge to take it further. And das represents actually Ruach HaKodesh. Klal Yisrael have Chachma first. What makes a person in Klal Yisrael unique is that first he learns the Torah. We learn Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, that brought it down from our Sinai, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after we've come to the Madrega, we've come to the point that we are Chachamim, then we could go to the next step of having Bina, of taking that knowledge and expanding upon it. And that's why Bezalel, who is always an example of a person, of a wise, talented person, is described to be a Chacham Venoven. And Klal Yisrael are identified Rak Am Chacham Venoven. But Paroi and the Umas Ha'olam have an entirely different attitude. Their attitude is not that we first learn from our parents and from our Rabbeim and from the previous generations. We right away have Tfuna. And that is the lesson of Chanukah. And that's why Paroi, and when Yosef speaks to Paroi, speaks about Novam V'Chachm, a person first having Tfuna and then Chachma. And if we think about the Yevonim, what the difference between the Yevonim and Klal Yisrael is, the Yevonim looked at themselves as the great individuals. The Yevonim looked at themselves as the great culture, the great Chachma Yevonis. Not that they were people who were receivers from previous generations. They considered themselves greater than previous generations. And of course, what makes Klal Yisrael unique, is that we don't consider ourselves greater than the previous generations. We consider ourselves people who are transmitters, and that the Tanoim were greater than the Meroyim, and the Meroyim were greater than the Rishonim, and the Rishonim were greater than the Meroyim. And in fact, he quotes the Rishonim Rebbe, who says that the Pasuk says, V'rav yavetzar, a person who is great, he's already a Rav, what should he be doing? Yavet Sawyer. He should always look at himself as young. What does it mean he should look at himself as young? He should look at himself that I'm not the beginning. I'm just the young person who's receiving from previous generations. And that was the difference between the Chashmonaim and the Yevonim. Yevonim thought that they're the greatest, and we represent that we learn Torah. And if we look at all of the Gzeiris, that the Yevonim made, their goal in those Gzeiris was to break the Messiah in Klal Yisrael. But what we believe is Harogel B'ner. And that's why we find a very interesting halacha by lighting the menorah. The menorah is written, the halacha is that the menorah is written lit on the left side. Mezuzah b'yamin, v'ner Chanukah b'smol. Always we know that whenever we're trying to fulfill a mitzvah, we should try to fulfill it on the right side. Why over here do we fulfill the mitzvah on the left side? The lesson to teach us is that we are learning, we're saying that what does Chanukah teach us? That we're still only on the left. We're still weak. And therefore, since we're still weak, we need to inculcate, we need to learn Neiros Chanukah. We have to take the lesson of Chanukah, and after we learn what Chanukah represents, then we can go to the right side. And with that, perhaps we could understand the Haftarah of Shabbos Chanukah begins with the words, Roni v'simchi b'asiyin, kihinni bo v'shechanti b'soicheich nu'um Hashem. What is Roni v'simcha? Why do we mention Roni v'simcha? So the Pasuk says, the Pasuk we say every day, Ivdus Hashem is Simcha Baal Ufanov Rinona. Simcha represents that a person is happy. Rinona represents that a person is able to display that Simcha. Simcha that comes from a person realizing that he's not the beginning. Baal Ufanov, when we start serving Hashem, if this Hashem is Simcha, if we accept Hashem in the Madrega of Simcha, which is the lower level, that we realize that we haven't yet come to that Madrega, then Baal Ufanov, we could go to a high Madrega of Rina. And that's what we say on Shabbos Chanukah, Rani v'Simchi, because we had Simcha first, because we tried to first learn from others, from our Rebbeim and the previous generations. That's how we, because we had Simcha, that's what we're also be able to have Roni. And that's what we're learning here. Harogel b'ner, by somebody taking the lesson of the Ner Chanukah, taking the lesson that we have to learn from the previous generations, that we learn that Rogel b'ner, and we're confident that we always have that lesson in our lives, that is the way that our future generations will be successful. Haven they been in Talmidei Chachamim?